This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. We like to think of schools as safe havens, but all too often that's just not the case anymore.
Today we're living in a world where young people recognize that their safety and the safety of the people they care most about is in question. Nobody has the guarantee that they can come to a school every day and be safe.
That's why Rick Phillips developed the program he calls Safe School Ambassadors, to teach kids how they can individually and collectively stand up to students who are mistreating each other, whether through social snubbing and insults or overt violence. From its creation in the West County just a few years ago, the program has spread to 35 middle and high school campuses in Sonoma County and over 600 more across North America. The first step, Phillips says, is identifying the students who are most likely to opt in.
We ask the staff, amongst the kids you see at your school, in the different cliques and groups, who are the kids that have high social influence, a tendency to speak up on behalf of their friends, and have a little more outgoing personalities? But we don't stop there. We also ask the students in a questionnaire, who amongst your friends, if somebody was teasing you or harassing you, would you feel most comfortable standing up for you?
Those students are then invited to take part in the ambassador training, which Phillips describes as a combination of empowerment and specific intervention skills.
Giving them the language of nonviolence so their competence and confidence would be increased, and therefore they'd be more likely to challenge one of their friends when they see their friends saying or doing something that would be hurtful to others.
Just last fall, the Safe School Ambassadors program was introduced at Santa Rosa Middle School, where Anna Demopoulos was among the first students to take the training.
I want to help people who go through hard times because then I can help them and it makes me feel like a better person.
Classmate Brianna Bierbaum says she has found several ways to use her new skill.
I use it within my group of friends when gossip is going back and forth. I've used it online to talk someone out of drinking and stuff like that. I've used it with my little sisters. It's just a very universal skill to have.
It's only been a few months, but already Santa Rosa Middle School principal Kathy Coker says she can see the difference.
I see a kinder campus with kids that look out for one another. They have the skills now to intervene in a real positive way, not only as role models and by setting a better example for kids around them. From small incidents to more serious incidents, they're trained. They know how to intervene so they don't put themselves at risk, but they can really make a difference.
Over time, adds Rick Phillips, other more quantifiable benefits also become apparent.
We've seen attendance improve among some of the chronically targeted kids who stay home because they're afraid to come to school as a result of believing now that there are kids who will stand up for them. And even academic performance increasing among ambassadors in some of the student populations as the climate becomes more conducive to learning as kids are not afraid.
The book, Safe School Ambassadors, Harnessing Student Power to Stop Bullying and Violence, is officially being published today. Phillips and his co-authors will do a book signing event at Copperfields in Montgomery Village next Tuesday evening. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.